Today, I'm going to be speaking about two qualities that are often found joined together in the Buddhist texts. These two qualities are indicated by the Pali words hiri and ottappa. The two are often joined together almost inseparably, though there is some difference in their qualities, their mode of functioning. Normally, we translate the two words here. We translate hiri as a sense of moral shame, and ottappa as either fear of wrongdoing or the sense of moral dread. The two qualities together are called by the Buddha the bright guardians of the world. And they're called the bright guardians of the world because these two qualities operating together are the foundations of morality, the basis of ethical conduct. Within the Buddhist training, the two qualities, hiri and ottappa, also function as powers of a trainee, of one in the higher training, which is quite assigns quite a significant role to them. So they're not just qualities of the mind, but they are powers which have the important function of warding off the tendency to engage in unwholesome activity. The Buddha also calls them treasures, or the wealth of the noble ones. And so along with such qualities as mindfulness and wisdom, this sense of moral shame and moral dread are types of noble wealth. So what is the distinction between the precise meaning and the distinction between hiri and ottappa? So hiri is defined or explained as the disgust with doing evil. Now the word in English, the word shame, usually signifies a feeling of regret that arises after one has done something wrong. But hiri has a somewhat different function. Hiri is a sense of disgust with evil, with unwholesome actions, with misbehavior that protects one and prevents one from engaging in that action in the first place. And the commentaries explain that the ground or basis for hiri, this disgust with evil, is the sense of self-respect. The regard that one has for what I would call the inherent dignity of one's own character. So when one engages in misconduct, in transgression of the basic ethical principles, then one sullies or defiles one's character. So that sense of inherent dignity gets sullied or tainted, and one loses that self-respect. Ottappa is the fear of wrongdoing or moral dread. So ottappa has the quality, it has the function of restraining one from misconduct out of fear of the consequences of moral transgression. And these undesirable consequences can take on various forms. One will be, for example, being blamed and criticized by others. And so naturally we want to avoid being blamed and criticized, especially by good people, by people that we respect. So to preserve one's reputation, to preserve one's good name, one abstains from misconduct. Another type of undesirable consequence of transgression is punishment, especially in general and secular society, the legal consequences of misconduct. So by killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and so on, one can be subject to legal punishments or penalties. And so that will act as a restraint from misconduct. And then for a Buddhist who accepts the teaching of karma and the results of karma, this will be the most powerful incentive to ottappa, that one recognizes that even if one escapes criticism by others, even if one avoids legal repercussions, but still, when one commits moral transgressions, then one accumulates or acquires unwholesome karma, which is going to produce its fruits, its effects, at some time in the future. And if it's a serious enough transgression, it could even lead to a lower form of rebirth and to dreadful, painful consequences in the future. So out of fear of those consequences, one refrains from misconduct. And so in this way, we have Hiri and Otapa working together. Hiri is based on, as I said, the sense of self-respect. So it's somewhat inward-looking, looking to preserve one's own inner dignity. Whereas Otapa is outward-looking, looking at the opinion of others, looking at potential legal consequences, looking out for the workings, the unfolding of the law of karma and its fruits across the span of from one existence to another. The commentaries illustrate the difference between Hiri and Otapa with an interesting and very insightful simile. They use a simile of a metal bar which on one end has been smeared with excrement and the other end has been heated up until it's red hot. And so a person would not want to grab hold of the metal bar on the end which has been smeared with excrement because of disgust with the excrement, because they don't want to be defiled, to have their body tainted by the excrement. And they would not want to grab the metal bar on the other end, which has been heated till it's red hot, from fear of being burnt. So that illustrates otapa, the dread of doing wrong, of moral transgression, from the fear that one will be burnt, either by criticism from others, legal repercussions, or the workings of the law of karma. And so we could say that Hiri and Otapa form powerful inner conditions for preserving our moral integrity and steering us along the path of Dharma. And the Buddha points out that Hiri and Otapa are the basis for sila, that is for ethical behavior, and it's from ethical behavior that all of the other stages of the path unfold, culminating in liberation. And so we start the path to liberation, not merely with sila, but by cultivating in ourselves the sense of Hiri and Otapa. And from this, we walk the rest of the path to liberation.